Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1442, air date May 13th, 2024.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Today, we're going to be having a discussion, a science discussion, but it's going to involve science, politics, and health on ginger. Is it good for me? Good for you? That's a discussion we're going to be having. And this video series that we're doing on health is really a video series that integrates the concepts of system science from truth, freedom, and health. So people can really start appreciating the nature of even our scientific discussions, why it's important to bring in the politics of food and the health aspects of food so people really get a much more holistic view of what's going on. So again, our discussion today is ginger good for me? The reality is that food is medicine, and what's right for you today may not be right for you tomorrow, and what's right for one person may not be right for another person. So we're going to walk through the entire science of ginger, but from a multidimensional perspective. So what are you going to learn today? You're going to learn the power of system science, how we connect science, politics, and health. We're going to do the science and the biology of ginger. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to look at ginger versus big pharma's drugs. And you're going to get a scientific analysis of finding out where in research they've actually shown ginger equal or performs better than big pharma's drugs. We're going to look at the forms of ginger, the health benefits of ginger, and how much ginger should one consume. And then we're going to use the systems approach to really understand if ginger is right for you. So to those people who are joining on Instagram, because we just started a little bit late, we're going to be having a discussion today on, you know, the science, the politics of ginger, and is it good for me? So we're going to go through a number of the topics I just mentioned here. We're going to look at the power of system science, the biology of ginger, ginger versus big pharma drugs, and you can see the topics that we've put together here. And we're going to end with how you can support our research. The research here is brought to you by the Cytosol Research Institute, Open Science Institute, and it really is a long journey that I've been on and to take a systems approach to health and well-being. So I'm going to walk you through that systems approach, a brief video. We're going to start, we're going to have another video on what is Cytosol. You're going to learn one of the products that Cytosol has put together, but throughout this, you're going to get a very systems-based understanding of ginger, and I'll be right back after this. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering: electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, that was my journey to systems. So let's begin the work on Ginger. As many of you know, when we discuss any of the scientific videos, we go through this process because we want to help everyone recognize that in order to heal ourselves, we have to think, apply science. We also have to fight in the real world for basic policies and rights which affect health. And as tangibly, the Truth Freedom Health Institute is training people on how to be really, really great activists and public servants. The Systems Health Institute is really teaching people how to be health educators. And then Cytosolve has the Open Science Institute, where we enable each one of you to do research as scientists. So Truth Freedom Health, if you want to know more about that, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Come to our open houses. There's one every Thursday, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You can RSVP right here, vashiva.com/orientation. And this May, towards the end of May, we're having a Systems Health event. You're all invited. You can learn more at vashiva.com/tutorial. And then Cytosolve is the platform that has really ended the need for animal testing. And we are discovering new medicines from natural compounds in nature, faster, cheaper, and safer. And in fact, this actually be changed to the first Tuesday of every month. We do a Cytosolve symposium. So let's begin on Ginger. So let's jump right in. To make it a little more clear, I'm going to make the PowerPoint here a little bit bigger so you guys can see it. So let's begin with some general background. So ginger is considered the mighty herb. It's one of the most commonly consumed dietary condiments in the world. It's really a rhizome. It's not really a root, quote unquote root. Rhizomes are the nodules that grow on roots. And it's really the main portion of ginger that is consumed. Now, the medicinal use of ginger dates all the way back to nearly 5,000 years in Chinese and Indian medicines. The other piece is that the medicinal effects of ginger from the Western science perspective are attributed to the gingerol compounds, which we're going to look at closely. The FDA considers it GRAS, G-R-A-S, which is the acronym for generally recognized as safe, G-R-A-S. Now, the indigenous uses of ginger date back to two important medical systems in the Indian tradition, Ayurveda and Siddha. And these are particularly, Siddha is the oldest medical tradition probably in the world. In India, it's known as Vishva Saj, which means a universal medicine, because it actually balances all the three energetic forces, what are called doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. Now, you can get it in both fresh forms and dried and powdered forms, and they have different properties, and we'll also review that, all right? But this is sort of the indigenous and traditional use. In addition, if you go outside of India and China in Middle Eastern cultures, ginger is used in herbal teas for flavor as well as therapeutic purposes. In African cultures, ginger has been used for anti-malarial properties, immunity enhancement, as well as the treatment of nausea. You'll find out ginger has very, very powerful capabilities for nausea, diarrhea, etc. Now, in the West, the use of ginger goes to GERD, G-E-R-D, which is the acronym for gastroesophageal reflux disease, as well as arthritis and muscular discomfort. So let's begin. The way we're going to do this discussion is first, remember we said the science, the politics, and the health. So we're going to first look at the science of ginger. And in order to do this, by the way, to everyone listening, all of you are getting the powerful service brought to you from Cytosolv and its Open Science Institute. So as I walk through here, recognize that we're the beneficiaries of this technology that I created, this platform, and all the people that support it. And I'll tell you what Cytosolv is, but Cytosolv allows us to do a systems, molecular systems analysis of ginger. So let's walk through this. So again, we take the philosophical position and the reality that food is medicine. And to support this, we use Cytosolv, which is really a very powerful technology platform that eliminates the need for animal testing. Now, at Cytosolv, we're able to look at all the research that was done on ginger, distill it to understand the molecular mechanisms, understand how they affect particular aspects of health, and that's how we're doing this. The Cytosolv engine took me about 16 years to develop out of my PhD work at MIT, as well as commercial work, as well as scientific research work. But we have this entire collaboratory where we can mine the existing literature, we can create the molecular equations, we bring in the research community. So we do this whole process to make this possible. Cytosolv's analysis reveals there's been close to 13,000 research articles, specifically 12,260 research articles done with ginger, over 231 clinical trials. And so ginger has been well-researched, over 89 years of medical research. So quite a bit of data out there. Now, with Cytosolv, we're able to take all of that and analyze what is ginger composed of, the molecules, et cetera. To those of you who want to know a little bit more what Cytosolv is, let me play this video so you get a little bit of background. I think it's important. But Cytosolv is the core of the that powers really the Open Science Institute. So let me just give you a quick background on what is Cytosolv. Without me having to repeat it, I have a quick video which will explain it. Who would have ever thought someone like me would invent email and create Cytosolv to revolutionize health for personalized and precision medicine, a system for delivering the right medicine for the right person at the right time? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. As a child, I observed my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practice Siddha, India's oldest system of medicine, to heal local villagers by observing their face, to know their unique constitution, to deliver a unique combination of foods, healing herbs, and massage. The caste system and her abilities to heal inspired me to understand the interconnectedness of all life. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, technologist, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. As a 14-year-old, I began working as a full-time research fellow at Rutgers Medical School to unravel the mysteries of sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and created the world's first email system long before I ever heard of MIT. As I traverse academia over the next 3 decades, I observe self-serving academics, never solving real problems, writing grant after grant, competing for tenure, while diminishing real science and real scientists, pushing a reductionist science to destroy the scientific method. Like the blind men who never saw the whole elephant, but the parts, they delivered a dismembered view of reality. I observe Big Pharma use such reductionism, wasting billions year after year to fund research in test tubes, killing animals, and using the poor as guinea pigs for clinical testing to create products that even the FDA no longer allowed. Not only Big Pharma practiced this reductionism, but also the elites of Big Vitamin, Big Green, and Big New Age, with gurus and yogis empowered by Hollywood celebrities selling one supplement after another based on a cherry-picked science. All that changed in 2003 when the Human Genome Project ended, revealing that humans have the same number of genes, about 20,000, as that of a worm, giving rise to a systems biology. We realized that one-size-fits-all medicine was a failure. We realized their medicines were killing us, making today's generation's lifespan shorter than any previous generation. Obesity, heart disease, deaths from adverse reaction to drugs, confusion on what diet, what supplements, and who to believe is what they have delivered you. They push natural and organic products for your beauty and wellness, while their real solution is their plastic surgeons and Botox. We've been sold out. It's time for real science, a system science that interconnects the parts to discover truth, to know what really works, to get the health we need and deserve. This is why I created Cytosolve. Cytosolve is about truth, freedom, and health versus power, profit, and control. Cytosolve is a revolutionary technology integrating bioinformatics, computational biology, mathematical modeling, decentralization to reveal the truth. Cytosolve computes trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions to discover what actually works based on the actual science. No reductionism, no cherry picking. Cytosolve's predictive modeling has been proven accurate time and time again, matching laboratory results. Cytosolve discovers synergistic combinations of compounds to maximize health and reduce toxicity. For example, we know curcumin from turmeric and resveratrol from red grapes alleviate inflammation, but how much should we combine? Current methods are hand-waving at best. Here, with Cytosolve, we first model the control condition with no curcumin and no resveratrol to simulate high inflammation with the cytokine level at 0.15 micromolar. Next, we add just 5 micromolars of curcumin. The inflammation drops to 0.05. Next, we use 5 micromolars of resveratrol and the inflammation drops from 0.15 to 0.06. But when we combine curcumin and resveratrol of 3 micromolars of curcumin and 2 micromolars of resveratrol, inflammation drops from 0.15 to 0.03. Far lower, nearly 200% less than just one compound alone. That's the synergy principle of system science. We've all had enough of their fake and reductionist science. They think we'll simply keep buying their marketing, their celebrities, and their products that can never truly heal us. We don't need them. Great things come when we integrate the best of things. It's our time. It's time we delivered solutions for ourselves. It's time for truth, freedom, and health. It's time for Cytosolve. Welcome.
All right. So we use that technology to really analyze all the research as a part of the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. And this discussion on ginger is being brought to you from that analysis. So let's jump right in. So one of the things we discovered is there are 18 key molecules in ginger. So from a nutrient perspective, ginger has these 18 powerful molecules. So here are the minerals. There's 9 minerals, as you can see: calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, manganese, iron, zinc, copper. So those are the 9 minerals. Ginger also has these 3 key vitamins: vitamin C, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6. And then we have these phenolic compounds. The phenolic compounds are really sort of the medicines, quote unquote, the medicines here. It's got gingerenone A, zingerone. Shogel's, paradol, gingerol, and 1-dihydro-10-gingerdione. So that's, you know, in ginger. So those are the 18 key things that we uncovered. And there are also a total of these gingerols. There are, just this number 17, there are many, there are a total of 33 gingerol-related compounds. So within this subset, there's gingerol, but there's many submolecules within that, okay? And here are the 4 main gingerol compounds with known medicinal benefits that science today has been able to elicit: 6 gingerol, 8 gingerol, 10 gingerol, and 6 shogol. And what you can see here is here's 6 gingerol, here's 8 gingerol, okay? And what you see here is a length of the carbon chain here. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In 8 gingerol, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 up to the OH group. And in 10 gingerol, you can imagine you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6 shogol is where the aldehyde group is right here, C double bond O, and you can see that here. Okay. So these are, there's 33 ginger oil compounds, but these are the four that are critical. So what does ginger really affect? What are the biological effects that it does inside you? So again, the Cytosol of Open Science Institute, from it, you know, aggregating and doing a systematic review of all this knowledge, this is what we discovered. There's 9 biological effects. One is its photoprotective effect, okay? The second is inhibition of inflammatory, neuroprotective effect, protects the brain, anti-tumor effect, anti-cancer, hepatoprotective, protects the liver, anti-obesity, burns fat, gastroprotective, supports your gut, anti-diabetic, you know, supports proper metabolism, antibacterial. And then, so you can look at all these things. Now, if you look at the neuroprotective effect and the gastroprotective effect, it shows the power of ginger to affect the gut-brain axis. But it's really a really powerful tonic. That's why ginger is really a very powerful medicine. It also has other health benefits. It's, you know, protects against asthma, protects against dementia. By the way, these are all the biological effects. Now we're going to look at the health benefits. So it defends against asthma, defends against dementia, defends against oxidative damage. It means really anti-aging, against platelet aggregation, you know, blood clots, against diabetes, against cancer, against ulcerative colitis, against cardiovascular disease, against inflammation, against cholesterol. It's all those things. So you just want to look at that. So again, it's a very powerful tonic for the entire body. And the Cytosol of Open Science Institute, if you want to support it, this research, you can go to vashiva.com and you can go to the main site. And you can find Cytosol there. And we have all the different kinds of projects we're working on. So, and by the way, when you support us, we support with you all sorts of gifts and knowledge and education. And again, this should really be every first Tuesday, every first Tuesday. In fact, what I'm going to do is change it right here. Every first Tuesdays of the month, we recently had one. We do Cytosol symposiums to educate the public on how they can actually use Cytosol. So I want to just let everyone know, all of you can actually be part of the Cytosol community and learn how to use it to develop your own products, to use it for your own scientific research. So get involved. All right. So I want to walk you through one example of the use of Cytosol so you really get it before we go on to the other parts of ginger. Here's chamomile. Here's parsley. Here's celeriac. Here's spinach. Here's grapefruit. Here's bitter orange lime. So these are all amazing products of nature medicines. With Cytosol, the Open Science Institute, we're able to look at all the research done on these natural products or foods, and we were able to extract knowledge, and we were able to use that to develop MV25, which is a very powerful product, which comes from 2 specific compounds in these plants that has very powerful effects to combat inflammation, natural discomfort, pain, etc. You can get MV25 at mv25.life. The reason I'm sharing this with you is for years, 16 years, we built Cytosol to support research, to do all sorts of help with many commercial companies, natural products companies. But we never used Cytosol to make our own analysis. So we did this. So MV25 was a product of that. So we did the architecture, we did the research, we did the modeling. The reason I'm sharing this with you is when you look at this video on MV25, you'll realize that all of you can also use Cytosol in many ways. You can use it to develop your own products. You can use it to support indigenous medicines research or ask a scientific question, and Cytosol can help you do the research. So we're going to bring Cytosol to all of you so you can also use it. But here's an example of something we created that we've actually productized and we manufactured. We never thought we'd do this. We thought we were just going to be scientists helping others. But it shows you that we can go end to end from basic research all the way to product development.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, let's continue our discussion on ginger. But MV25, if you guys want to know more about it, go to mv25.life. But it's an example of us literally distilling natural compounds from nature, figuring out how to combine them without using animal testing. Similarly, we've done this for another product called K9701, which is for whole pet health, but it's a completely different way of doing research. So let's talk about the politics of real food. As we've mentioned, most indigenous systems of medicine always look to nature. And unfortunately, the conventional scientific community poo-poos these ancient cultures. And our view at Cytosolve is that we're really truly dedicated to fight this kind of racism, because indigenous medicines offer quite a bit of knowledge that we can take advantage of and really help alleviate a lot of suffering. And again, we don't do animal testing here. So when you look at ginger, did you know, for example, ginger is a natural alternative for combating antibiotic resistant bacteria? So it really supports your immune system. So this is not us just saying it, but even Western medicine acknowledges this. So for example, this paper on the antibacterial effect of Allium sativum cloves, which means garlic as well, cloves, as well as ginger, rhizomes against multiple drug-resistant clinical pathogens. So these particular pathogens could be knocked out with ginger, in this case, plus cloves. And here's sort of the research on it. You can see here, ginger is equally good. By the way, this is in the case of antibiotic-resistant bacteria, showing that ginger is very powerful as an antibiotic, but ginger is also good compared to lorcaserin, which is a weight loss drug for the management of obesity. So you can see here, we're looking at control. which is this line here, and this is body weight. And you can see here, here's the HFD control, which is up here. And you can see all different levels of ginger, 25 units, 50 units, 75. And you can see that ginger performs equally good here. And same here. People are put on a high-fat diet, and you can see that relative to control, which is this, what this is this large bar, that ginger has equal or better effects than this drug. So here's an example, and we have to really dig to find these kinds of papers, but relative to antibiotic effect, relative to weight loss, ginger has equally as good as these drugs. Here's a third example, where ginger extract is good for gastroprotective adjuvant agent compared to polaprezink, okay? So here's ginger extract, and here's, that's ZB, that's the ginger extract, these three lines. And then we're comparing it to PZ over here, okay? So you can see that the ginger extract has an equally good effect or better effect, okay? So again, same analysis here. And the reason a lot of this stuff doesn't get out, even though you have to dig for it, is because we have this unfortunate web of science. It's this incestuous web of science between big academia, big government, big pharma, and big publishers. And even though this is out there, you will not see this in the mainstream media. And this is why we talk about the science, politics, as well as the health aspects of ginger. The other piece is the traditional pharma industry spends a lot of money, wastes a lot of money in this very, very arduous process of drug development. And typically a drug is a single compound synthetic ingredient. It takes them about $5 billion to create a drug. And what comes out of here is lots and lots of side effects. Pharma spends more and more money in R&D. In fact, even the FDA is not approving their drugs. And this is why they really needed the vaccine. And the reality is the way pharma approaches the problem is like the blind man looking at the elephant. So the elephant is a major disease. They have people looking at the parts. This is called reductionism, not looking at the whole. And if they did try to work together, you get something that doesn't look like the elephant at all. Okay. Now, the question is all ginger good? Okay. Organic versus conventional. Here is, by the way, here's fresh ginger and here's dry ginger. Now, the two main forms of ginger, dry ginger and fresh ginger, we need to understand this when you start thinking about, is it good for you? Now, fresh ginger has a very sharp, peppery, and slightly sweet flavor with pungent aroma. And typically when I use it, I peel off the skin and then I cut it into small pieces. You can add it to dishes or you can boil it to make ginger tea. Now, when ginger is dried, you let it dry over several months. It becomes very, very concentrated and intense. Now, dry ginger and fresh ginger both derive from the rhizome, officially really should be, quote unquote, the root of the ginger plant, you know, Zingiber officinale, but they differ in flavor and potency. Now, during the drying process, the gingerol in the ginger, which is one of the molecules, is converted to shogol, and its flavor does not diminish as quickly as that of fresh ginger, okay? So you're really preserving that when it gets converted to shogol. We also have created, as a part of our work, something called clean and raw certification. It's a bottoms-up certification. So if you see this on ginger products, you know that it's safe, it's minimally processed, and high bioavailability ingredients. So keep an eye out for this certification. Now, politically, why ginger is important from all the benefits that I've just shared with you is that right now in the US, particularly, the lifespan is going down. The recognition that food is medicine has not really been promoted, even though we all know it. It's an ancient model. But for the last 40, 50 years, the life expectancy is going upside down. And by the way, the world is also going in that direction, as you can follow. This is why we really have to embrace food as medicine and recognize from the politics, those who have been controlling science are actually destroying humanity. This is really caused by the fact that healthcare, environment, education, innovation, governance, and economy is the poor way in how this has been managed has destroyed people's immune system. It's difficult to get healthy foods. There's a lot of, unfortunately, science you can't trust. Not really that great innovation. Obviously, we have a lot of corruption and inequality, and all of these contribute to stress, which affects your HPA axis and releases cortisol. So, our movement is really educating people and delivering people solutions and how you can achieve true freedom health, how you can strengthen your immune system, how you can learn how to eat local and healthy foods, how you can distinguish truth from lies. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com and you really learn the science of systems to make your kids smart, to be a leader in your community, and how to manage money. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com and come to our open house. Now, the question is ginger right for you? One of the core themes we have to recognize is the concept of personalized medicine. In fact, you may eat ginger today, it may be valuable for you, but the problem is that it may not be valuable for you tomorrow. So how do you figure this out? You need really a framework to understand the value of any herb. So we've talked about what's in ginger. We've talked about the politics of ginger, but it's really important to understand, when do you use ginger? When is it right? How much? You know, this is really more the personalization piece. So at Systems Health, we've created an entire platform to help you understand that, which is our part of works very closely with Cytosol. So there's four issues to consider. First of all, if you already have abdominal discomfort, be careful in how much ginger you consume, okay? Doesn't mean don't do it, but just be aware. Heartburn, if you have a history of heartburn, again, look at how much ginger you consume. And then diarrhea. And finally, mouth irritation. So if you look at these four things, again, we want people to be prudent. Ginger is medicine, like all food is. But if you're undergoing this at some point, I mean, it could be that you don't have it systemically, but you're undergoing it right now, be aware how much ginger you consume. The other part is, you know, what the current science says, how much ginger you should consume. Well, from Schwertner et al. In 2006, one of the clinical evidence reveals that 250 milligrams to around 4.8 grams of ginger per day have a good maintenance effect. Maintenance meaning just for long-term use and sustaining you. For pain benefits, Black et al. About 14 years ago said 2 grams a day. So if you have a lot of pain going on, you know, you can do 2 grams per day. For weight loss, for diabetes, Arblow et al. In 2014 uncovered about 1.6 grams or 1,600 milligrams per day. For migraines, this is very interesting. Mangbuli et al. In 2014 found about a single dose of 250 milligrams, so very powerful against pain. And again, you're noticing all of this is from the existing clinical evidence, which you won't see a lot of on any mainstream media because these are things that people do not want to talk about. Well, we have some fans here promoting our presidential campaign. Thank you. Everyone, by the way, if you want to help, you can help collect signatures. Everyone knows that I'm a big proponent of food as medicine. And that's one of the things that, I'll be focused. I've always focused on that, but it's something very, very beneficial to all of you to recognize that we need to really focus on the health aspect, because without health, we really can't, work on truth or do science or fight for freedom. Health is wealth. Okay. So that's for nausea. From Krubasic, 2005, 250 milligrams to 2 grams. Yeah, ginger is just phenomenal for nausea. If you're ever in an airplane, you feel nausea, you're going to vomit. Maybe they have ginger. You can carry ginger with you. It's very, very valuable. Now, your body's, your system is a very powerful technology that I created. And you can go to systemshealth.com, click on the workshops. We have workshops that we do once every 2 months. But I don't have time to go into it, but at Systems Health, we teach people, or even at Truth Freedom Health, the interconnection of these three powerful forces in the universe, transport, conversion, and storage, which is related to Vath, Pith, Kapha in the Indian tradition. And using this tool, your body, your system, which we make available to our Systems Health educators, this very powerful software application allows you to answer a set of questions. You get to figure out what kind of body type you are in this triangle of transport, conversion, storage. then it asks you a different set of questions. You get to figure out where your body is off course. That's the black dot. And then you can figure out how to bring your body back on course. And by the way, every other Friday, 11 a.m. S 7 p.m., you can come to one of these events. Now, if you map your body in the space of transport, conversion, storage, and let's say your body is here, you'll find that that dry ginger will move you. It'll increase the conversion process, which is digestion, but fresh ginger will lower it. And transport is also lowered by ginger, as well as you're lowering, storage, which is really fat, okay? So ginger, depending on whether you're looking at, ginger lowers vata, which is transport. It lowers kapha, but it depends on if you're using dry ginger or wet ginger, it has different effects. This is very important to understand what the modality of the food that you're eating, okay? So now, is ginger right for you? Let's say your body type is here, and you want to figure out where, you know, you want to go. So if your body type is here, ginger is going to increase your transport. It's going to lower your conversion. I'm sorry, it's going to lower your transport. It's going to lower your conversion. So this is what it's going to do for you. So if you are eating a lot of foods that affect your digestion, then, you know, obviously ginger could be valuable for you. But if you want to lose weight, ginger can be valuable for you, unless you're already, you know, at a weight that you don't, that you're happy with. But ginger has very powerful effects depending on what you want to do. Okay. So in summary, ginger contains 115 active molecules, 18 of which have documented medicinal benefits. Ginger has anti-inflammatory, photoprotective, neuroprotective, hepatoprotective, all those very powerful capabilities. Now, excess ginger, again, to find out if it's right for you, may cause, if you have a history of heartburn, bloating, and digestive discomfort. Now, organic is preferred over conventional, should be conventional ginger. So you want to think, fight, and heal when you look at the world. And we have set up an entire program so all of you can participate in this effort in many, many ways. So again, that's the science, the politics of ginger. So bottom line, ginger has some very powerful medicinal benefits, but remember, beware that it's not good for all people all the time. All right. So if you guys enjoyed this, let others know, but we take a systems approach to understanding ginger. We've used this approach to develop MV25. There's a bottle of it behind me, but more importantly, the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is here for you. You can use the capabilities of this to develop your own products, to do research. So get involved. Go to, you know, mv25.life, go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and be part of this very powerful movement, which is delivering solutions where we give you knowledge, we give you access to new ways of looking at health, science, as well as how to fight it, how to be an activist. All right, everyone, be well, be the light. Thank you.